This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Today's hot seat, our special guest, is Alan Eustis. Alan is the program director for the Executive Master's Degree in Cybersecurity at Brown University. Welcome, Alan.
Great to be here, Gary.
Thanks for coming. So tell us, what is this program, an Executive Master's Degree in Cybersecurity?
Well, it's a fully accredited master's degree. We call it an Executive Master because it's intended for mid-career professionals who are looking for that extra edge to get to the next level in their profession.
Now, do they have to already be a CISSP or a Certified Ethical Hacker? Or is this a whole new kind of different program for folks?
It really is quite a bit different, and I think it's complementary to some of the certificates that you mentioned. We take in a very professionally diverse set of students and round out their knowledge and skill set in four main areas. Technology, which of course is very important as a cybersecurity leader. Law and policy, where engineers are now introduced to some of the, shall we say, more social science or humanities aspects of the field. Human factors, human behavior, important dimension. And then some leadership and management skills development.
So you're kind of creating the next gen of leaders in cybersecurity.
That's exactly right, because we feel that that leadership really has to be multidisciplinary. And that's really what Brown is known for. At our undergraduate level, our students are not narrowly focused in a single major. And so we've extended that basic philosophy of education to this special master's degree.
Now, if I'm in kind of mid-level, working my way towards maybe becoming a CISO, CISO one day, is this the kind of program that will help kind of guide me in that direction?
That's exactly right, and we've seen that example already. The program is now in its second year of students, and we've seen in the first class, we've seen 9 different stories where people have been promoted in those kinds of roles as they've been moving through the program.
Could I take this program online? Can I do it from the comfort of my home? And, you know, is it a specific set of hours or is it available on demand? How does it operate for folks who might be distant learning?
Well, that's a really important dimension of the program. We've intentionally designed it to be so-called blended in that there's a mixture of both face-to-face and online instruction. The intention is that people are not giving up their day jobs when they come into this program. They're too valuable to their employers, number one. And number two, it's important that they bring that real world perspective, that current real world perspective into the classroom. So in 18 months, which is the duration of the program from start to finish, they'll spend 5 weeks in residence, spaced out over the 18 months. And the rest of the time is studying online.
Now, if we look at the breaches and where things are going, and we listen to the news, we hear 100,000 job openings in cyber. The breaches are exponential. We've got 10 billion records stolen, according to privacyrights.org. Do you think that you have some nuggets of knowledge that you're sharing with these students so that when they work their way up in the field, they're going to take that information and maybe start to get ahead of the next breach? They're going to have new knowledge and information to even maybe find those cyber criminals and see them, you know, put to justice. What kind of skills are they going to have related to where these breaches are going?
Absolutely. So, you know, to really get ahead of the kinds of challenges that you cite, we believe firmly that it's going to be a combination of some staff that really do have those deep technical skills and really profound expertise in the important critical areas. But it's also important to have leadership that appreciates the complexity, the challenge, the cost, the benefits, the trade-offs of going after malicious actors in this space. And so what we try to do is equip a cohort of future leaders with core knowledge, absolutely, but also the skills to continue to learn throughout their careers, which is fundamentally why universities and colleges exist in this country, is to really give us not the last bit of knowledge that we will ever need, but to equip us with the learning skills that we can continue to grow.
Alan, where should our viewers go to learn more about this Executive Master's in Cybersecurity program?
We've got a great website at brown.edu/cybersecurity.
It's that easy. brown.edu/cybersecurity.
That's the place.
Alan, thanks for joining us today. And I just want to say to our viewers, check out this program. It sounds amazing. Move your way up one notch in cybersecurity.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.